One Who Desires Peace Prepares for War. Presented by RBW Hyper Studios, this is The Watchcast, featuring your hosts, Major Flessis and Sergeant First Class Starfire.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to The Watchcast, Episode 6. This is Flessis, and here with me is our very own mischievous Starfire.
Hello, everyone.
How's our Starfire doing today?
It's a pretty nice day. It actually feels like spring outside.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit warmer temperatures here, too, in the state of Michigan, but we had a long, deadly winter.
Oh, yeah. We did, too.
And so I want to start off the show today by mentioning our new scheduling for the show. We were doing the scheduling once a week for the show for a whole episode for per week. We're going to go ahead and change it up a little bit due to real life situations. What we're going to do is we're going to have a full episode, which is our numbered episodes, every other week. And on the off weeks, we're going to have Starfire here do his weekly updates.
Yep, make sure to check back every week because there will be some kind of content.
Exactly. Now, I want to go ahead and say thank you to everyone who have been actually sending us a lot of stuff to our email at rbwwatchcast@gmail.com. Now, we have received a lot of questions. We have received a lot of suggestions and stuff like that. Our mailbox is overflowing with stuff, so that's great. That's a good sign. We are reading all your emails, and we are taking it all in.
Also, just want to remind everyone that we do read every email that comes into the mailbox. I've even got it set up on my phone, so as soon as you send it in, I'm reading it. So, speaking of email, did you notice that Connor sent out the State of the Watch last week?
Yes, I did. And now, for some of you who don't know what the State of the Watch is, it is an explanation as to where the watch is at this point in time, whether it be with games or with officers or just general information.
If you haven't received this email yet, let one of your officers know, or talk to Connor if you see him online in TeamSpeak. We'll be glad to send you a copy of it.
And with that in mind, we'll go ahead and go on to our next segment, which we are going to be interviewing Sorrel. All right, here we are with our very own Sorrel, DCO of the Royal Black Watch, as promised, a long-awaited interview with them with your questions each of you had submitted and a few of our own that we kind of threw in. So, how are you doing, Sorrel?
Not too bad, thanks. It's been a good day. So, let's get this over and done with so I can get some sleep.
It's a little late, I understand where you're at there, isn't it?
Yeah, we're heading on to midnight, so good, though.
All right, so Starfire, you want to go ahead and get us started off there?
Sure thing. Sorrel, when did you join the Royal Black Watch?
I joined the Royal Black Watch back in 2012. I believe it was June the 30th.
Oh, he has a date down pat, doesn't he?
Yeah, it was a horrible day. I got accosted by this stranger in Star Wars.
Who was it that brought you in?
That would be Connor.
Oh, yeah.
I got would you have a couple of minutes to, you know, chat about joining a guild that's a multi-gaming guild? And okay, I'll listen. And here I am.
That kind of rolls into our second question, actually. I kind of jumped the gun a little bit. The second question was, how did you hear about the watch? So, obviously, Connor came up to you and said, here it is. And you say, yes, I'll take.
Yes, it was this Jedi Knight with a rather strange drunken dwarf accent. It was bizarre.
So where are you from, Sorrel?
I'm from Jersey.
Jersey? You mean New Jersey, or?
No, which is not New Jersey. It's the Jersey that New Jersey was named after.
Oh, so, the old Jersey.
The old Jersey, but we don't call it old Jersey, because that would just be wrong. It's a small island about 14 miles off the coast of France, off Normandy. However, we are part of the British Isles.
Okay, so do you find it difficult at all to play with members around the world at different time zones due to the time differences or whatnot?
It can be difficult for organized events, but I try to attend as many meetings, etc., that I can. As for actual gaming, not really, because we play at all times of the day. And most of the time I'm up at night when you lot are just getting on in the evening, so it's easy enough to group up. I would prefer to be on that side of the pond and have a, you know, a much closer time difference, but, you know, one thing at a time.
Right, right.
So what first attracted you to the Royal Black Watch?
Well, if I say Connor, that would be wrong. But really, it was Connor's
Connor.
Attitude.
Oh, Connor, your voice is so manly.
You know he's going to hear this, guys.
Well, yeah, it was more his attitude and the way he dealt with, in a respectful way, of people he didn't know. And that got me into investigating the website. What he didn't realize that he was talking to two of us instead of one.
Yes, Mixmas, right?
Right.
Which, by the way, people, we are interviewing after Lily. And so, moving on, we got a listener submitted question here that they wanted to know, what game do you enjoy playing the most?
Well, there's so many good games out there. It's very hard to pick a favorite. But I have the most attachment to EverQuest 2, as it happens.
Is that the first game you played, or is it just no, something that...
It's the one where I met Nyx. That's where we first got acquainted.
I see.
So it'll always hold a special place in my list.
Mm-hmm. I see. See, that's something I didn't know about you.
Yep. Long time ago.
So what's it like being the DCO?
It's interesting. There's a lot of work, but it's interesting work. And the ability to help people who need it, whether it be information about the guild or particular games, is always a good thing. You know, that's what we're here for as officers of the watch. You know, is there to help people. It's a new position, so at the moment I'm sure it's still being redefined.
So you're kind of muddling through it then?
At the moment, yeah. Some of the jobs that I do at the moment are not actually what the DCO should have done at the beginning, but it's just being redefined that, you know, that's the way it's going to be.
Well, so you're having a hand in helping define one of the major roles of the watch in of itself.
To an extent, yeah. It does help that I'm the first one.
Right.
So, yeah, that does make a difference.
What are some of the things that Connor has you doing?
Can you give us any kind of tips as to what's coming or any insight?
Well, we all know about the new website's coming.
The what?
The new website is coming. That's something that Connor's spoken about in meetings quite a lot.
Oh, he did mention something like that in our last interview a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Having seen it, wow, it's looking good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But looking I can't lay any more away than that.
We're all looking forward to taking a look at that, though.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be good. Some of the other things, dealing with the screenshot gallery, you know, moderating the forums, just, you know, being Connor when he's not there, which luckily we've not had to deal with yet.
Right, right. All right, our next question is from a very important guild member, somebody that, really, really wanting to know about this here.
A true beacon of light for the guild.
Exactly. Have you ever been punched in the nose?
Not yet, but I'm sure it's going to come.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I know who the member is that's asked that question. And I'm sure I'm going to get to meet him sooner or later.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's an inside joke between me and Sorrel. Sorry, we just had to throw that one in there.
See, I have the ultimate deterrent, though, to a punch in the nose.
Next
called a bottle of beer and a steak sandwich.
Oh, yeah, that would count.
If your hands are full, you can't punch me in the nose.
Yeah.
So what do you do in your free time when you're not gaming?
Sleeping.
Very basic man here we're dealing with.
Yeah. I'm in most of the games of the Watch, so normally you'll find me on TeamSpeak or in a game somewhere. Obviously, I, you know, spend a lot of time with Nyx. You know, we enjoy movies and TV and that kind of stuff. Just the normal, everyday, run-of-the-mill.
Mm-hmm. And so that kind of, you know, that kind of also bled into the next question, like it did before. Next question, one of our viewers wanted to know, walk us through a typical day of your life there.
A typical day is get up, go to work, come home, game, you know, do shopping, what the normal people do, go to sleep.
May we ask, this is not one of the questions, but may we ask, what is it you do for a living?
Well, I'm taking a sabbatical from my normal job, which is I'm a trained and qualified chef.
Oh, nice.
25 years experience. But right now, I am a burial registrar officer.
Interesting. So what does that do?
I'm basically working with one of the local churches to computerize their plot book and burial book.
Okay.
So, would you rather face 100 triple-sized horda or a horda-sized triple?
Well, that is an interesting question. And if Flessus is anywhere involved, I know it's going to be at least 100 horda-sized tribbles. Because I have seen the Starbase.
In Star Trek Online?
Oh, indeed.
Yes.
Way back I used to do triple experiments, I would fill up, I would have a triple in my inventory and then fill up the rest of it with food.
Yep.
And just see what happened.
I have got Flessus for his birthday a triple of Borg.
Oh, goodness.
Yep. But to answer the question, I think I would rather the 100 triple-sized horta.
Because the tribbles, in case anybody doesn't know out there, a tribble is like the size of a small hairball that you can fit in your hand.
They're roughly the size of a guinea pig.
Right.
Yep.
Just as
And horta do not breed like tribbles. You give me a tribble the size of a horta, we're in trouble.
All right, so were you in any guilds before the RBW? And if so, what made you leave them?
Yes, I have been in other guilds before the RBW. I was the main raid tank for a WoW guild on a different server. I didn't like the fact that we only had two tanks and they were refusing to train anybody else up.
Oh, you got to have that teamwork.
So. And it being late night raiding and working, it made it very difficult.
Right.
So I stepped down from that and moved on. I think me and Nyx were pretty much ungilded when we came across Connor.
Well, it's great that we happened to stumble across you there. I mean, it's great that our paths crossed.
There's a lot of good people in this guild.
So, you have an interesting accent. Have you ever considered a career in voice acting?
No, I haven't. Mainly for the reason that when I hear my voice, it sounds terrible.
Well, that sounds like, you know, everybody is like that, though. Mm-hmm. Everybody's critical of their own voice.
Yep. So, no, I have never. It's not something I've ever considered. If the opportunity popped up, I would probably have a go at it. You know, you can't know until you try.
All right, so here we go. What's your favorite setting on a microwave oven?
Off.
Nice.
Going back to the whole train chef thing, not so much into microwaves.
That is like the single most definitive awesome answer I have ever heard.
It's one of those things. It's just wrong.
That's about 90% of my cooking, man. I mean, we talked about my cooking. Oh, my gosh.
Indeed, we have.
Fire department
and
on
mac
speed
and
dial.
Mac and cheese is still good, though. You just don't have to make it in a microwave.
Okay, so what's your favorite baked goodie for Nick's to make for you?
That would have to be a treasure cookie.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that. What is that?
It's basically a cookie. I think the recipe is actually on the website, now that I recall. It's walnuts and coconut and condensed milk and chocolate chips.
You're making me hungry now.
And now I'm drooling.
It's really nice. You know, they are really good.
Hey, Nix, if you're listening to this, and I know you are.
Care package.
Yeah. Yep. The recipe is actually on the forums under Flotsam and Jetsam.
Oh, you know I can't do that.
And it's like graham cracker, crumbs, flour, baking powder, sweetened condensed milk, butter, coconut, chocolate chips, and walnuts.
So do you have the microwave instructions too?
No, right, exactly. Can't do it in a microwave.
You know what would happen if I were to try to bake those, you know, by myself?
Yes, you'd have hairless dribbles going out your oven.
All right, so why do I get all these hard questions here? Okay, so what is better? What would you say is better there, Sorrel? A microwave burrito or a microwave pizza pop? Which is better? Nothing else. You can't say anything else. It got to be one or the other.
Well, I have to be honest and say I've never heard of one of them.
A pizza pop?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the little pizza rolls things.
I don't even know what a pizza roll is. We don't get those.
They're microwavable.
And the only burrito I've ever had was one that was actually made in a kitchen, you know, with chefs and sent out. So I don't know. I prefer pizza to burrito, so I'm going to have to go with that.
There you go. Next, you got your next meal for him right there.
All right. So, who is your favorite James Bond actor?
Daniel Craig.
Really?
Yep.
This is how World War III starts.
Yep. He's brought back that realism and grittiness to the role. You know, he actually gets, when he gets punched, you can see it. Where the others, it was just ballroom dancing when they were fighting.
You gotta have ballroom dancing all the time, man. Otherwise, it wouldn't be James Bond.
Well, you can have that as well, but on the ballroom, not in a fight.
And as our last question here for today, we're going to go ahead and go back to the Star Trek venue. Who is your best Star Trek captain? Who was the best Star Trek captain?
Christopher Pike.
Really?
You the man.
That is a very unexpected answer.
Mm-hmm.
For those who aren't familiar, Christopher Pike was the original captain of the Enterprise before Kirk took over.
Indeed it was. I know he came in one of the movies, but I'm talking way back from the cage.
Right, from the get-go.
Yeah.
Interesting choice.
Yeah, because he's really the only one that, you know, suffered for his role, as it were. It added that bit more of a realistic feel to it.
Sounds like you're more of a fan for the realism of
for some things.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that wraps it up for the user-submitted questions and the interview with Sorrel. Our DCO, Deputy Commanding Officer of the Royal Black Watch, and we want to go ahead and thank you, Sorrel, for being here on behalf of the RBW Studios and our RBW Hyper Studios and the Watchcast. We want to thank you for your time. We want to thank you for your effort and everything that you do for the Watch.
You're very welcome. Anytime.
All right, and with that, let's go ahead and move on to the next segment of the Watchcast.
Don't forget that the event calendar is on the website. Make sure to check it out for any events coming up in your games.
And moving on from there, we do got the Elder Scrolls Online launching tomorrow, the 4th. So go ahead, pick yourself up a copy. Actually, I did get to play in the beta of that game a little bit there, Starfire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it actually is a pretty entertaining game. The storylines were very intriguing in my viewpoint. It's my own little review of it. The gameplay mechanics, though, can use a little bit of touching up, but it was a beta, so you can expect it to be improved from between then and launch.
If you pre-ordered Elder Scrolls Online, you can participate in the early access, which is going on now.
And moving on from Elder Scrolls Online, we are going to Star Trek Online, where we are having a special event called Shuttle Wars, hosted by Q from Japan Radio.
In the Shuttle Wars event, captains fly their shuttles around in PvP combat to see who is the best shuttle captain.
Exactly, and that best captain is going to be given an award of 2,000 Zen, which can be used inside the game.
The April Guild meeting is coming up soon. Make sure to watch your email for the announcement that'll give you the date and time for the meeting.
And also looking on the calendar here, let's move on to the birthday segment here. I see that on the Sunday the 6th, we got Techie's birthday. Monday the 7th, we got Blazer Turk's birthday. Tuesday the 8th, we got a few birthdays here. Nevoris's, Shadow Riders, and Mikkel's. On Wednesday the 9th, we also have Firemaster's birthday and Eliab's birthday. And on Saturday the 12th, we got Beautiful War's birthday. And on the Monday the 14th, it looks like we got Tithe's birthday. And that is it for the next 2 weeks. Now, just keep in mind, we're only doing the birthday announcements during the actual episodes rather than the news updates. We're going to focus on the news updates only being the news.
This month, Fourth Friday will be coming back with a vengeance. The game has yet to be announced. As soon as we hear what it will be, we will bring that news to you.
So stay tuned for future updates. And as something new here, I'd like to go ahead and put out there that we here at Hyper Studios are now looking to feature talented writers to meet a special project we're working on. So if you're interested in helping us out, please send us an email or write us on Facebook.
We're also looking for talented voice actors, so if you would like to be featured as part of one of our projects, make sure to send in a voice sample to us to our email, rbwwatchcast@gmail.com.
All right, I hope everyone enjoyed our interview with Sorrel. Next episode, we are interviewing Lily, the guild adjutant. And as always, we will be taking listener-submitted questions to be asking the guild leadership. So, Lily, watch out. And then we have Nixmas scheduled for an interview thereafter.
Then after Nixmas's interview, we're going to have a blooper episode.
And that just about wraps it up. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in this week. This has been the Watchcast with Major Flessis and Sergeant First Class Starfire. You'll find the Royal Black Watch on the web at www.royalblackwatch.net, or you can email us your suggestions and in-game news at rbwwatchcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/rbwhyperstudios.
Don't forget to listen to Q's WTF show on Japan Radio, official sponsor of our Star Trek Online Shuttle Wars, Fridays from 9 to midnight Pacific. Help your guildmates and your officers in every game you play. Above all, be excellent to each other.
Bless us out.
Science!